This past legislative session, lawmakers approved teacher pay raises and a new $430 million tax package to help fund them. But those teacher raises are now on shaky ground. A group is working to overturn the tax increases, and a court challenge is pending. As State Impact's Emily Wendler reports, schools are now anxious the new teacher raises could do more harm than good.
When the Oklahoma legislature passed House Bill 1010XX in March, it was the first time lawmakers had increased state taxes in 28 years. Both the House and the Senate applauded themselves. The governor acted swiftly to sign the bill, and at first it seemed like a reason for school leaders to celebrate. They had been begging lawmakers to increase teacher pay for years, and it finally happened. But the excitement quickly faded.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. I want to thank you all for coming.
A group called Oklahoma Taxpayers Unite, backed by former U.S. Senator Tom Coburn, filed a petition to overturn the new tax increases.
It's no secret that our institutions lack transparency and honest accounting of their books. They've lost our trust.
To the superintendent of Ada City Schools, Mike Anderson, this news was a bombshell.
I'm very concerned. I think it's the biggest threat we've been faced with in a long, long time.
If the anti-tax group gets 42,000 registered voters to sign their petition by mid-July, the question of whether to keep or overturn those new taxes goes to a vote of the people. The legality of the petition has been challenged in the state Supreme Court, but Anderson says superintendents are still anxious. They understand the new teacher pay raises are a law. But how will schools pay for them if the taxes that fund them are overturned?
How to calculate that, look at it. Any other questions for the panel on anything?
At a recent education conference in Norman, school leaders from across the state packed into a Q&A session about the petition and the effect it could have on schools.
So we're all trying to figure out how can we get our teachers that much-needed pay raise and take care of them and still take care of our budgets at the same time.
This is Pegg's Public School Superintendent John Cox. At the conference, superintendents learned that even though the $430 million tax package was passed to help schools pay for raises, schools won't be the only ones to take a financial hit if the taxes are overturned. Instead, a budget cut would be spread across all state agencies. The effect could mean public schools still get some of the money for the raises. It would be about 70%. But Cox says this puts schools in a catch-22. If they're forced to pay for 100% of the raises, but only get 70% of the money to pay for them, districts might have to cut staff in order to afford a salary boost for others.
And that's the thing that concerns me, is that there is nobody else to cut because we're bare bones right now.
The superintendent of Duncan Public Schools, Melanie Howe, says she hopes to avoid cutting staff.
But it may mean that some of the things that we were hoping to implement next year, we're going to need to wait another year, another 2 years before we can bring some of those things back.
But Howe says too much is up in the air for her district to act. Right now, she's waiting to see how the Oklahoma Supreme Court rules.
All rise.
Two education groups filed legal challenges to the tax repeal petition, and this week, justices heard oral arguments.
Whenever you're ready, counsel.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court.
One group argued that the new teacher pay raises rely on the tax revenue raised by House Bill 1010XX. Therefore, it cannot be overturned by a veto petition. Lawyers for another group argued the court should throw out the tax repeal petition because its language is misleading and inaccurate. The proponents of the petition, Oklahoma Taxpayers Unite, argued the wording is clear and that teacher pay raises won't be affected.
The repeal of 1010 will not result in the loss of the teacher pay raises.
That is be funded, Mr. Bowers.
I think it would be funded.
The court asked lots of questions of both sides. In the end, Chief Justice Doug Combs promised the court would hurry to make a decision. Many school leaders hope the court throws out the tax repeal petition. If justices allow it to go forward and it gets the signatures it needs, it'll land on a statewide ballot. If voters say yes and overturn the teacher pay raise tax package, it clears a new trail of uncertainty. Would Governor Fallon call a special session? And would lawmakers approve a supplemental budget to replace the money? State revenues are up this year, but what about next year? For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.